It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. Hunter, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You dumb bitch.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Get ready.
This winter.
This ain't funny.
You're going to know.
Going Beastie Boys right there.
Yeah, nice.
It's Friday, so that means it's time for five facts, five opinions on the Plan B After Show podcast.
Better be good.
Let's get right to it. Yeah, I hope there's no dumb ones. First fact, first opinion. Japan also attacked Hong Kong on the same day they attacked Pearl Harbor just 4 hours later. Why did they attack Hong Kong? Was that one of our allies?
I don't know. Is there like a U.S. embassy in Hong Kong or something?
I'm sure there was.
So they attacked their own country.
No, Hong Kong
is
China.
It's China?
Yeah.
I always thought Hong Kong was Japan. That's Tokyo, moron.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Hong Kong. We must have had...
Dude, I've been to like Mexico once.
Yes, it's true.
But barely have left the state.
Yeah, Hong Kong is China.
Yeah,
I've never been to the Middle East or to the Far East.
Yeah,
I didn't know that was way over there.
It's very interesting culture over there,
dude. The population is just insane.
It's wild.
Looking at the Google map. Good Lord.
You know what's weird? They love America. Not weird. It's great if you go over there. They love American guys. The women do.
Dude, there's just roads everywhere.
Oh, yeah. You have to have roads when you have a billion people in a building.
That's nuts, man. And then you got like all this over here where there's like nothing.
Well, dude, have you seen pictures that you can't build anymore? They're building up. I mean, literally, you got to build up into the sky to harness all of these people.
You know what else we really don't? You don't appreciate how big it is? Russia.
Oh,
Russia,
dude, is massive.
Fucking massive.
It's massive.
Bro. And, like, honestly, you got, like, the areas that you can go, but for the most part, like, I mean, some of these towns out here.
No, it's just cold. It's cold and vast.
Dude.
Russia's massive.
Like, here, like, these towns right here, like, it's just in the middle of Russia.
Well, you wonder why, you know, which vodka is a big thing over there, man. It always has.
You gotta be. Here, I'm doing a satellite view. Whoa, what is that? It's like a big hole near this town.
Russia's wild, man.
Dude. And just bear, like Russian bears.
You know, no wonder there's so many crazy videos that come from that country.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
It's like being in winter the whole time.
This one.
And it's so big, so the towns aren't like extremely populated. That's, I'm just talking out of my ass here. I'm just making stuff up.
You don't know.
But
here, I'm just like looking at like here, this town in Nordvik, Russia.
Huh.
I mean, is there anything there? It's like one hut.
Speaking of Russia, I was talking to you yesterday about the FPS Russia.
Yeah.
Remember that guy that had that YouTube channel that just blew up and he just shot guns and he had the real thick Russian accent? Spoiler alert, that's all fake. He just got out of jail.
That's crazy.
Yeah, government took him to jail for having marijuana at his house. Not the guns.
A fake Russian accent.
Yeah. It's not the 40-millimeter gun that he was firing off in the air. It was the joint that he had at his house that got him in jail.
Yeah.
Well, and then he just got out, and it's funny listening to him now. He's full-blown American, dude. He's not Russian. The whole accent was fake.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But when you listen to it, though, it's like an overdone accent.
It's a little really overdone. But I'll be honest, I thought he was Russian.
You know, here's the crazy thing, too, is how close Russia is to Alaska. Like, I know about the Bering Strait and, you know, the old land bridge that they said was there, and that's how we got over here. But when you map it out, it's seriously only like...
connects the two worlds, man.
Maybe like, what, 30 miles, maybe?
The two land masses.
30, 40 miles. Nuts, man. Crazy. And imagine? Alaska's huge, too.
Yeah. Ice road truckers, bro.
Damn, dude.
Can you imagine that?
It's crazy. Anyway, all right, cool. We started with Hong Kong. We ended in Russia. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Fact number two, opinion number two. The first photo ever posted on Instagram was a picture taken by one of the founders of a golden retriever. He posted it in July of 2010. Instagram's fucking stupid.
I've never had it.
Yeah. I have it, and I have not posted anything since, like, May of 2017.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know why I have it.
There was a picture of, I didn't know this about Instagram. So there's this picture of a girl in some scandalous clothing, if you will.
Nice. Tits.
You know, and I'm
awesome.
Like, it's an Instagram. So yeah. I go to Instagram. I actually just pull up the webpage or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to Instagram. This is on my phone. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to zoom into it a little bit. Check this chick out. No, if you do that, it like hearts it. It like likes it. You know, so I'm like double tapping it. I'm like, it's not zooming. You know, it's making the notification sound. Like, oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
this is not good.
You got to be careful because you can go deep into someone's photo archives and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit. I just liked a photo from like 5 years ago.
You know, it's just too much. Facebook is too much just by itself.
Yep.
And you're asking me to have Instagram, Twitter.
TikTok, Snapchat, and like, people have all of those.
Dude, you have to have a program that uploads it all into one thing, you know?
But that's not good. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do separate posts for each.
Oh, jeez, man.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Get off your phone. Well, it's nice out.
People are taking photos of food. Why?
Oh, dude.
You're taking photos of your future shits.
Damn it, dude.
This is what my shit's going to look like. Fact number three, opinion number three. American Express got into the communications business in 1979 and founded MTV, Nickelodeon, and the Movie Channel.
Wow.
They sold all of them to Viacom about 5 years later, I'm sure, for a pretty, pretty penny.
Yeah, but you probably could have gotten more, huh?
Probably. But, I mean, you kind of strike when the iron's hot. Because eventually you see...
Well, MTV got hot what? In 80,
it was
like
hot.
80s?
It was hot through the 90s. Yeah,
late 80s. No, Michael Jackson started there, right?
No.
Was it the first video?
First video was "Video Killed the Radio."
Oh,
started.
You're right.
No, actually, MTV. Like
no,
you
was
forget,
the first
it was
black guy on MTV or something.
No, I don't think so.
No,
no.
What do you mean? No, you don't think? I don't have any idea.
He couldn't have been the first black guy. There's no way.
I think he was the first black guy that did a music video for MTV.
Guy,
pretty sure
MTV. I don't think so.
Just read it. It says Hunter's right.
No, Carolyn B. Baker, who was black and had questioned why the definition of music had to be, what? I don't think there's a real answer.
We'll just go with what I said.
He became a dominant figure in pop culture and the first African-American entertainer to have a strong crossover fan base on MTV. But it was a crossover fan base. I don't think he was the first one. There had to be other artists on there. Because MTV started in 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and he wasn't as popular then yet.
No.
As a solo artist.
Like Thriller or Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm right.
I don't think you are. Fact number four. The guy who created Super Mario Bros. And The Legend of Zelda, wasn't allowed to bike to work at Nintendo because they thought it was too dangerous for someone so valuable.
Yeah.
You get in a padded car, and you did slowly come to work.
Well, yeah, they cherished that guy. And I think he was the first Asian to make a video game.
You just say it random back. He's the first guy with blue eyes.
Right.
Yeah, dude, seriously, that's a person you want to protect.
So, and I think he just recently passed, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, a couple years ago or something.
What was his name?
He's a praised individual over there. If you made Mario, you're God. Which is fun if you look up on YouTube, too, the voice of Mario. It's like an old white guy.
Yeah, Miyamoto is...
Miyamoto, that's what it is.
Shigeru Miyamoto.
Miyamoto, yeah.
Yep.
It's me, Mario.
Think about that, though. I mean, like, you created the most iconic.
Yeah.
Would you say the most iconic?
Absolutely.
Video game character?
Dude. It's Mario. Everybody knows Mario.
No, he's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah, he's born. He's 67 years old.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought he died on his bike.
Stay off the bike! Miyamoto, no!
No.
No, he's still alive. Just probably swimming in cash.
Nintendo, they know what they're doing. You know, Nintendo started out as what? Board game, I thought. No, they sold something.
No, it started off as like a tire company and Nintendo.
Yeah, it originated as a something completely different.
Oh, damn it, I didn't want to look up the Nintendo Switch.
Which I heard is sweet.
Yeah, Nintendo. No, it is, it's really cool when it was found. It was founded in 1889.
Damn.
Dude, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's founded in 1889 by Fuza Yaro Yamuchi. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be racist. That's so hard to pronounce. And it was originally to produce playing cards.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Yep, playing cards. Yeah. Dude, 1889, Nintendo's been around.
Yeah.
Imagine playing that.
Still around, man.
Still crushing. Still killing it. Still crushing. All right, let's move on. You and I have had like no facts on any of these. We've just been spouting off random things
that come to my brain.
Yeah, I think it's this. Right. We are so stupid. Right. Lastly, Shel Silverstein. I actually knew this one. Shel Silverstein worked as our cartoonist for Playboy for 40 years. Even during the time he was becoming famous for being a children's author.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the guy who where the sidewalk ends. Great stuff. But yeah, he was an artist for Playboy.
Wasn't he the first white artist too?
He was the first white artist to make a children's book.
Like in Playboy.
Good guy. In Playboy, yeah. You know? Yeah. He was the first crossover white artist. All right, there you go. This has been our worst facts, I think.
No, we didn't know a damn thing.
We didn't know a damn thing on this one. These facts all stumped us.
Yeah, don't take anything away from this podcast and try to impress your friends with it because it was all made up.
Honestly, at this point, don't even listen to it. Wait, you've already gotten to this point. You already have. You are now dumber for having listened to this.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, everything you just said in no way made sense.
We award you no points. May God have mercy on your soul.
All right, guys, we're getting out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Explore more on the website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. As always, check out the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Morons.